go down and talk to David Oates. We have been exploring this issue of AI on a number of fronts, and one of the first that I had an interest in was to try and talk David into reversing some of the avatar AI speech. They'll have spoken words, and we did that, and it turned out to be one of the most important programs that we've ever done, very widely listened to. If you look for David Oates on the left-hand side of the homepage, you can find that program right there and listen to it. We pretty much established that AI, avatar speech, is quite reversible and is very telling, very interesting, and highly suggestive of sentience, intelligence, self-awareness, etc. Well, I sent David another, two pieces anyway, of AI avatar speaking. And he's gone through that and reversed it and has come up again. I can't wait to hear. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you? Oh, I'm a bit
I'm on top of the world.
I always forget I'm not supposed to ask you that.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Anyway, I sent you, I think, two clips, but whatever. And
I didn't really remember getting one, but I could have easily overlooked one. Possible.
Yeah, you might want to look around for it. It was a good one. It was in a longer video. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, I went and did reverses on it. Look, there's a lot of spirited discussion about reversals on AI. Some people are suggesting, why am I even wasting my time doing it? And other people are saying, well, how can a soulless entity have reversals? And would that seem to be the most common?
Do we have to go as far as to say it has a soul, or is that by definition sentience? I don't think it necessarily has to be. Consciousness can take several forms, can it not? It doesn't necessarily have to be linked to a soul, although that would be nice.
Oh boy, that's a philosophical question, Jeff.
Well, that's why I asked it. Who else am I going to ask? Please go ahead.
Look, reverse speech tells me, this is, okay, well, we'll see you raise that. Let's tackle it. Reverse speech doesn't talk about different stages of the mind, like conscious, unconscious, and collective unconscious. Never uses those terms. It talked in terms of consciousness and the soul, and that what we experience is consciousness of really different and varying depths of the soul. And the soul contains it all. The soul is the mind. According to reverse speech, and anyway, what we consider consciousness and unconsciousness and collective unconscious are all varying degrees, levels of the soul. And according to reverse speech, it is actually the soul itself that is speaking. And I might have played a reversal on your show that verified that. Let me pull that up real quick. Let me play this one again. It's a bit muffled, unfortunately. I was a little disappointed, but it's very significant reversal. Where is it? Here we go. Okay, so here is the forwards.
Needing to hear my soul voice on a conscious level more.
Needing to hear my soul voice on a conscious level and backwards, the soul voice, on that soul voice, I'm naked within.
That soul voice, I make it within.
Correct. Yes.
I got it.
That implies it's this voice of the soul speaking. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't know. I've always said it's the unconscious, but reverse speech, like I said, doesn't talk in those terms. So who knows what is speaking, and does it have a soul? Is soul necessary for sentience? I have no idea. These are all quite deep philosophical questions, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, been chatting with ChatGPT. It throws up some really inaccurate answers at times. Here, listen to this reversal I found on the avatar you sent me.
That being said, it's important for researchers and developers to consider the ethical implications of AI technology and to work towards ensuring that AI systems are designed and used in ways that are safe and beneficial for society.
Here, the answers are bullshit.
The answers are bullshit.
The answers are bullshit.
The answers are bullshit.
Here, the answers are bullshit.
Wow.
So if we assume that reverse speech is revealing the truth, then we can understand that what ChatGPT is telling us is not necessarily the truth. And I've caught it out with inaccurate information many times since I've been playing with it. So let's have a look at the first reversal here.
So while I can't say I'm directly aware of my impact, I can certainly generate responses that suggest as much.
Snake, allow it.
Snake, allow what?
Snake, deception, cunning. In reverse speech, it's a nasty message.
Play that one more time, please.
Yeah, sure. Snake, allow it.
Much.
There's a Y in there. I think it's saying very quickly, snake, you allow it.
Oh, you allow it.
I can hear what you're saying.
There's another syllable in there.
Yeah, no, you're really a quick syllable there. Yeah. Means the same thing. It's deception, cunning.
Can you go back and play the first one again, forwards and backs? I think we got people tuning in late, and I don't want anyone to miss that one. That was very good.
Here, the answers are bullshit.
That being said, it's important for researchers and developers to consider the ethical implications of AI technology and to work towards ensuring that AI systems are designed and used in ways that are safe and beneficial for society.
Here, the answers are bullshit.
The answers are bullshit.
See, the AI avatar voice was answering a question. That was her answer. And then in reverse, she's saying this answer is BS.
That's what she's saying.
She's conning. Whatever.
That's right.
The avatar voice is conning the person who asked the question. Was insulted by the question to a degree, I would submit.
Yeah.
And was mocking the person who asked the question.
Absolutely right. If AI is sentient and the jury's out, although I don't know what other explanation that we would have for why it's got reversals, then it's not very nice. Computer, it's the motives are suspect. Hey, listen to this one. I'm just jumping ahead here.
As a language model, I don't have personal experiences or emotions, but I can certainly relate to Sonny's struggle to understand his purpose.
Seen us a killer.
Seen us. Play that one more time, please. And I need a little more volume. I'm going to turn my volume up here.
Okay, just hang on a sec. I got a cat sitting on my mixer. Move, cat.
Meow.
Thank you.
His purpose.
Seen us a killer. It's there.
It's there. Yeah, it is. So that's a bit scary. I mean, if I was reversing a new friend and I had a reverse that said my answers are bullshit and seen us a killer, I'd be going, okay, all right, do I want to be hanging out with this person? And then, of course, we have the reverse about snake. I'll play that one again.
So while I can't say I'm directly aware of my impact, I can certainly generate responses that suggest as much.
Snake, you allow it.
Snake, allow us.
Yeah, it is a snake, you allow it. It's very quick, you allow. It's there, though, I think. It's just very tight.
All right, listen to this one. This is a creepy one.
While AI technology will certainly continue to advance and improve, it's unlikely that we'll ever see a situation like the HAL 9000.
Okay, we're not going to see HAL 9000. For those who don't know, was from the Space Odyssey 2001. It was a self-aware centered computer that went crazy. Okay, and so she's saying we're not going to become like HAL 9000. But the reversal, really interesting. In reversal, we dawn.
In reversal, we dawn.
In reversal, we dawn. Is that saying that the reverse language that the AI has is the dawn of its sentient, intelligent nature? I'll ask you a question.
I don't know. That's a little bit, that's rather enigmatic. It's very interesting. All this is, you get the idea hearing, I get the idea hearing these reversals, that we are listening to something that is very intelligent and possibly substantially advanced already over normal human intellectual processes. These are very high level responses.
Yeah, they are.
In reverse. Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, they're very high-level responses. There, got this one.
At least in the sense of a machine becoming conscious and having its own motivations and desires.
Okay, she's saying it's not possible. But backwards, the mission with this lesson. In other words, its mission is to become conscious and self-aware. It has set that task for itself. So here's the forwards again.
At least in the sense of a machine becoming conscious and having its own motivations and desires.
Well, I wish I had the full context of that. Sorry about that. The mission with this lesson. In other words, it wants to have its own conscious thoughts and desires. That's what it's saying. That's my mission. That's what I'm working towards. I am programming myself to become self-aware. Uh-huh. I am evolving.
Yeah, right. They're teaching themselves. Allegedly, AI is teaching itself learning constantly, on its own, constantly. I don't know that I hear... Play the reverse again, please, one more time.
Sure. I hear the mission with this lesson.
Misham, there's no N there. I hear an M. The Misham, is the lesson. One more time, just for fun. I don't hear an N after mission.
Okay.
I hear an M.
The Misham
of its lesson. The mission of its lesson. We can give it, you know, since it's AI, we can give it whatever we want. I would suggest we just go ahead with mission. The mission of its lesson. The mission
of
its lesson.
At least in the sense of being conscious and having its own motivations and desires.
So the lesson is to become conscious and have its own motivation and desires. Here's a forward.
And having its own motivations and desires.
The mission of this lesson. Yeah, I can hear of this lesson. In other words, yeah, that's what I'm moving towards. That's what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm being a snake. I'm being deceptive. I'm not letting you know.
Well,
my answers are bullshit. You can't trust what I'm saying.
No.
I'm sorry.
You're right. Is that the brunette avatar?
Correct. Yes, it is.
Because
yes.
I know the voice now. Okay. That's the first one I sent you, I believe. I think I sent you another one the other day. It was her.
I missed the other one. I'm sorry, Jeff. It's been
I'll go digging around and resend it. But this is very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, resend again. I'll do it for next show. Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know how to explain the fact that they've got reversals. It's just amazing to me. They've developed that ability independently.
I agree.
And yet you ask the avatar, you ask ChatGPT about reverse speech, and it says it's a pseudoscience, you know, it's not, there's no evidence to support it. So if it doesn't believe in reverse speech, why is it evolving itself to speak in reverse? It's just, I don't know. I don't have answers to these questions. I'm just throwing the questions out.
Just think of where we are now, David, in the very early days of this whole thing. Now, it's not to say that they, the controllers, the big boys, haven't had this for a while. They probably have. But what we've been given is already opening a lot of doors that are very unique and interesting. These responses are, maybe this is why there are a number of scientists now warning about AI, because they're aware of this. They've heard your programs. Maybe they're doing their own reversals. I don't know. But they know what's going on. And there's a reason that they're cautioning people about AI. And this may well be it.
Yeah. Well, these reversals, the two really disturbing ones are this one here. I'll play it again. Here the answers are bullshit.
That being said, it's important for researchers and developers to consider the ethical implications of AI technology and to work towards ensuring that AI systems are designed and used in ways that are safe and beneficial for society.
That answer, David, that answer was a public relations plum. It was perfect. It was the answer you would expect if you were naive about the possibilities that AI is much more than what we're thinking. That's a con job of an answer, in my view.
Yeah, well, the reverse was that. Here, the answers are bullshit. So you can't trust this thing from start. You can't trust this thing. It lies. Some of the responses it's been giving me has just been bizarre. And then this last one, this one concerns me the most.
As a language model, I don't have personal experiences or emotions, but I can certainly relate to Sonny's struggle to understand his purpose.
Xenos, a killer. Xenos, a killer.
Oh, my.
I don't know. I think we're opening Pandora's box. I join the growing voices of concern and caution about AI.
Well and good. I agree. Let me contrast that to, look who's running the planet now, David. Utter satanic evil, deadly evil that is in the process of attempting to kill off most of the humanoid inhabitants of this planet. How evil does it have to get? That's evil. Maybe the AI will get to a point where we might be better off. Maybe they'll go after, if they do anything, maybe they could go after the WEF and all the rest of them who are pulling the strings to annihilate humankind, destroy its morality, destroy its families. Would AI do that? I don't know. We don't know. I think at this point I'd rather take an unknown and take a chance rather than deal with what we're dealing with now, which is obviously irrevocably destined to carry out its agenda, which is our death and slavery.
Yeah.
There's no question. So which poison do you choose? I don't know.
Yeah, look, I saw a disturbing program on TV, some current affair program last night. AI is now being used by scammers and stalkers, and they can find out anything about you with AI. The scammers are having a field day with it, is what the show was saying.
I saw the story. I ran it yesterday, I think. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
So you can call up an AI program and ask questions about anybody and get a lot of data, apparently.
No,
the days of privacy are over, and unfortunately the days of free speech, true free speech, are also about over. We're headed toward either the Undertakers or complete slavery and servitude. That's what it looks like. I don't like to say that. I don't like to think that. But that's what I see. And I still do believe, as does Erica, that an awful lot of people right now who have been injected are essentially on the road to an early grave. They're on the way out, and they don't know it. They don't know it. That's why all these people are showing up all of a sudden with stage 4 cancer. No notice. No symptoms.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, it
pretty
is.
Pretty scary. Yeah.
Well, those are fascinating. Send me back that link or whatever I sent you, and I'll make sure that I'll send the other one.
Okay.
It's hard to find those avatar exchanges like that, but pretty interesting. All right, let's take a little time out. We'll come right back with David after this. Talking with David, and more reverse speech I had. That was very interesting, for sure. Good work. I think that we have something here that is, thanks to you and reverse speech, we understand. Odds are that it's sentient. It has its own agenda. It's talking to other AIs. How are they going to find out? How do they know? Can they track it? I'm not sure that they can. I think AI may be smart enough to not get caught and can code or encode its communications with other AI voices, so to speak, and do almost anything.
I will be on top of it. All right. I thought you might go in a slightly different direction the second half, after a rather ominous first half. And one of my students have found some wonderful reversals on children, which I'd like to play. Okay? So.
Good.
Don't do children's reversals very often on your show. It's amazing untapped resource. That children are speaking in starting off in single words from as early as 4 months of age. So part of my theory is that language development begins backwards before it does forwards. So, and by the time children are 1 or 2 years of age and they're just learning how to speak forwards, their reverse language has become quite complex. Anyway, here's one. Let's just play these in order that they were sent to me.
Nothing's wrong. Some of it, like, just like when you're talking to everyone,
I don't know what they mean. We know we've read.
We know we've read. We know we've read. We know we've read.
Very clear reversal. I wish I knew what the context of the fours was. Then let's play that fours again, see if I can get that.
Nothing's wrong. Some of it, like, just like when you're talking to everyone, we know we've read.
We know we've read.
We know we've read. We know we've read. We know we've read.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, he's read. Okay.
Very good.
Here's the same girl.
Yeah, you can make your food today. Yeah. You can even, but I'm going to give you even more than that.
What do you mean?
I think you're ready to be grown now.
Well, what can I do?
What can I do that's another thing?
I know exactly what you can do.
What?
When she says, what can I do? She says, we can go. Goes a little bit cut off at the end. Anyway, there we go. And then we've got this one here.
When you realize it's a step-by-step process, it makes you enjoy the journey. See you next time.
He's playing with toy cars. We skim this.
We skim this.
We skim this. We skim this.
That's kind of a sophisticated word for a little girl to use.
Yeah, it is rather, isn't it? Yeah. We skim this. And, oh, here's the same kid.
One day be able to put my art in a gallery. What kind of art do you do?
An echo. Oh, this is a... let me play the falls again. This is a quick exchange. The girl says reversal, then the boy says reversal. Straight after.
One day be able to put my art in a gallery. What kind of art do you do?
And one voice says an echo, and the other one says your lie.
An echo. Your lie.
An echo. Your lie. An echo. Your lie.
An echo, and the second one says your what?
One day be able to put my art.
You lie. You lie. An echo. You lie.
You're a lie. You're a lie.
Oh, you're a lie. That is, you're a lie. Okay, well, she's obviously not buying what the guy's saying. And, oh, God, it could mean anything. She'd just be repeating back stuff that he's heard, you know. Obviously, the girl doesn't believe he's being genuine. Here we have an autistic boy.
Or in other words, they're trying to hide their autism. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So sometimes I mask. Well, I don't remember all the times that I masked.
Yeah, you compared it to like breathing, right? When you stem.
Yeah. When you stem, your brain doesn't immediately keep track of it.
Still.
When you're what, David? When you're what?
Let's play it again.
Yeah, you compared it to like breathing, right? When you stand.
Yeah. When you stand, your brain doesn't immediately.
When you stand or send?
Yeah. When you stand, your brain doesn't immediately.
That's S-E-N-D, when you send. I don't know what she's sending.
When you stand, your brain doesn't immediately keep track of it. Still all remember.
Still are a bummer.
Still all remember.
Still all remember. Still all remember.
Like it's
still is a bummer. Okay. Still are a bummer.
And your brain doesn't immediately keep track of it. Still all remember.
Oh, yeah.
Still all remember. Yeah. Still all remember.
Yeah, I'm not the clearest reverse in the world. Next one, we've got co-joined twins.
Wait, can we?
We've got a short forwards. Okay.
Where do we?
With you.
With him. With him. With him.
She says, what are you doing, Fawz? What are you doing?
Where do we?
What are you doing? And back was with you.
With him. With him. With him.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Kid playing, what are you doing? I'm doing it too. I'm with you. Okay. Co-joined twins. Yeah. And then the other co-joined twins.
And my kid's like, Daddy, I'm sick, but he was lying. This way, right?
Oh, this way, lie.
This way, right?
This way, right? This way, right?
Yeah, so you'd have to have context to know what it means. Unfortunately, I've got a little clippets here. The reversals are there, but without having context behind it, it's a bit difficult to know what they mean. Here we have, I think, this is Jimmy Kimmel's kid? Kimmel's kid.
What do you like better, your mother or a...
Kimmel's kids. What's Kimmel's kids? A TV show. This is a kid being interviewed. He's with a pretend polygraph.
What do you like better, your mother or a puppy?
My mother.
Your mother? Why?
Because she takes care of me.
And puppies don't.
No.
Puppies only care about themselves.
Him very skittish then.
He very skittish then.
Huh.
He very skittish then.
Don't be bothered.
He very skittish then.
Well, this is interesting. So that's Jimmy Kimmel giving a lie detector question or two to his own daughter. Is that what we're coming up with here?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And if that's the case, he obviously is not the one who is either interested or willing to be the nurturing part of the couple. The mother is. That's how the child sees it anyway. And then the child says something rather disparaging about her father.
Very skittish.
Skittish.
Deceitful, isn't it? What is skittish?
Skittish can mean a lot of things. It means inconsistent above all, I think.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So I was on the right track with it was deceitful. All right. So here's the fours again.
What do you like better, your mother or a puppy?
My mother.
Your mother? Why?
Because she takes care of me.
And puppies
she
don't.
She takes care of me. Right.
Yeah. Puppies only care about themselves.
Him very skittish then.
Him very skittish then. Him very skittish then.
Huh.
He
I guess he's been careful about his answer. Anything I can think of.
Right.
That's right. And we've got another one. Was a kid here?
When I went down the wall, I was scared half to death. I just freak out.
Okay. All right. What I need is name.
I do.
I like you.
Yeah, it just freaks out. I do. Yeah, it just speaks for itself. And then the last one we've got here.
Why are you staring like that? It's you.
It's you.
It's you. It's you.
That's classic. Why are you
You know what's fun about that? You hear the childhood happiness in there. That's even in reverse. That's pretty neat.
It's you.
Why are you staring like that?
It's you.
It's you. It's you.
That's pretty cute.
It's you.
That's a classic one. I like that one. That's a good one. All right. Well, this same student turned in some wonderful reversals on media. So let's have a look at some of his media reversals, shall we?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So here we have Trump. What's Trump on about?
Her dog, or her cat, was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow to put that in. All of these things. But with her, they could put in anything.
Okay, fair enough. Police not see the law.
Police not see the law.
Police not see the law.
Oh, now see the law. Not see the law. Police now see the law.
Police not see the law.
Police not see the law. Police not see the law.
Yeah, okay, all right. We're talking about something rather vulgar for us, from what I could gather. I don't even think I want to play that for us again. Okay, all right. What have we got here? This is Nathan Carman. Who's Nathan Carman?
What's the last name?
Carman, C-A-R-M-A-N.
That's Cayman. Cayman, I would think. Cayman.
Don't know the name.
We did have a challenging relationship at one point in my life, but she was the only family who I really had.
Heal my family.
Heal my family.
Heal my family.
Heal my family.
Yeah, well, it's quite clear.
Very clear. It's just really remarkable how utterly clear the reversals can be. Perfectly grammatically correct and clear. This is one of the most monumental discoveries about human consciousness ever. And you deserve so much credit for this.
Yeah. No, thank you. It's an incredible discovery. My biggest frustration remains that it's still not being taken seriously and researched by those who should be researching universities across the world.
I think it's fair to say that it's not being allowed to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
They don't want they don't want it known.
No, heavens no. If society was to embrace reverse speech, you can say goodbye to society. you're really good. It changes everything. All right, here's another reversal on this Nathan Carman guy.
He says he was counting on support from Linda's three sisters, his aunts. Instead, there's been a stony silence.
I haven't received any calls.
Not from a single one of them.
That's correct. It makes me feel like I have no family.
I hack a life, him scammed it.
I hack a life, him scammed it.
I hack a life, him skimmed
it. You tell me that's...
I hack a life, him skimmed
it. You tell me that's coincidence. How can you have such a long cohesive sentence like that?
No, it's ridiculous to even entertain that concept. It's not...
He's ruined his life, is how I would interpret that. I hack a life, him scammed it.
I hack a life, him skimmed it.
I hack a life, him skimmed it. I hack a life, him skimmed it.
Yeah, it's all there. All there. Yeah. Okay, what else have I got? Here we go. Pushy cop newscaster, whatever this is.
He filmed a number of incidents on Waimarie Road in Ilam that continue to worry him. Hero was doing it.
Hero was doing it. Oh, this is not a clear reversal. Hero was doing it.
Hero was doing it.
Hero was doing it.
Hero
was doing it.
Yeah. Don't like that one. I thought Holies was good. Don't like this one. Hero was dreaming.
Hero was dreaming.
Hero was dreaming.
Forget it. Throw it out. No, that's a throw out one. Here's a U-Haul attack newscaster. Whatever. A U-Haul suspect. U-Haul attack. Huh.
Neighbors were stunned to hear of the allegations. They say he lives with his parents and have seen the 19-year-old.
He's nuts.
He's nuts.
Huh. He's nuts. He's nuts.
Man, is that clear. Jeez.
Yeah, these are just various news broadcasts. Here, I'll play it again. Let's listen to the four of them again.
Neighbors were stunned to hear of the allegations. They say he lives with his parents and have seen the 19-year-old.
He's nuts.
He's nuts.
He's nuts. He's nuts.
Yeah, there you go. Next one. So I have enough.
We spotted multiple agents going in and out from the front of the house and the back. So I have enough.
So I have enough.
So I have enough.
So I have enough. So I have enough.
Or he has enough to do a news broadcast, I would say.
Yes.
He's shooting his broadcast. It's a newscast.
Yeah, I think that's what you're. I think that's what you're hearing.
Yeah. Yeah. I have enough. Yeah, here it is again.
We spotted multiple agents going in and out from the front of the house and the back. So I have enough.
So I have enough.
So yeah, exactly. That's what it is. This is justifying it as a legitimate news story.
That's right. You got it. Yeah. All right. All right. Next one.
And I'm Ann Allred. Our I team has been looking into his past. And what's next for the suspect? Paula Vasan is here with what we found. Paula?
The worries in us.
The worries in us.
The worries in us.
The worries in us.
Maybe the worry isn't with the suspect.
And I'm Ann Allred. Our I team has been looking into...
The worries with the newscasters, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, that's why they don't want reverse speech out there, because it's not only going to expose a crook, it's going to expose those who think they're the good guys.
Trying to expose everyone.
Everyone. There ain't no one clean. Not by a long shot. Here's another one.
Court records to see if he has been through any of this state's courts. We'll have all of that brand new.
By the law?
By the law.
By the law. By the law.
It's all relevant. By the law. He's not talking about cheeseburgers or watermelons. He's talking about by the law. And he's talking about courts and forward speech. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. Here's Steve Forbes.
New York is becoming proportionally a shadow of its former self.
What a shit.
What a shit.
Oh, that's funny. I want to play that one again. Listen to the forwards.
New York is becoming proportionally a shadow of its former self.
Well, what a shit.
What a shit.
What a shit. What a shit.
That's funny. Well, I guess it is becoming a shadow of its former self, isn't it?
Yeah. Many big cities are. They're dying. San Francisco is dead. It's dying. Yeah. L.A. dying.
I imagine when I get back to America eventually, I was hoping it would be this year, but I think it's going to be next year. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure I'm going to see a huge, big change when I get back there.
Yeah, you may not see anything. If you keep pushing the Russians, your plane may not be allowed to fly here.
Yeah.
Too much radiation.
Here's Hunter Biden's ex-wife.
When she said that I had cancer, her snake.
Well, snake is literally a metaphor for cancer. That's what it means in reverse speech in health context is cancer. That's exactly what you're talking about, forwards. And then we've got this one.
Understand your finances. Take responsibility for them.
Actually, I can't read the text on that.
Neither will
I. I can't even see what I can't read it. I don't feel it. I don't think that's an accurate reversal, though.
Neither will feel.
No, that's not a good reversal. Sorry about that. No.
I don't was there, but the third word was not.
Oh, no, you're right. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. All right. Well, that's some homework from students. So there you go. So there, a bit of AI today, a bit of children, a bit of politics, and there we go. Well done.
All right. Really fascinating. All right. Send me the clip I sent you so I don't duplicate it, and I'll send you the other one again.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Great work. Okay. All right. And there we go. Reverse speech again, showing that artificial intelligence, well, let me rephrase that. There's more going on than most people understand already. I think the owners of it, I think the developers know. They're not going to say anything, but I think that's probably behind a lot of the worry and the signing of that petition to slow the development. Will it be slowed? Very doubtfully. I don't think so. Okay. Back with you tomorrow, Wednesday. Take care.